Starting the project, Brooke and her friend came up with the coasters for pubs and sporting clubs in Millicent, a regional town in South Australia with a population of just 5,000 people.
We came up with the two ideas, are you bottling it up and is your mate missing? So are you bottling it up targets the individual, whereas is your mate missing sort of encourages people to check in with their friends and see where they're at. Mental health obviously touches a lot of people, and I feel like some people might go to the pub to escape, or people might be out with their friends and then realise, hey, you know, so-and-so is not with us today, or they haven't been with us coming to social events for a while, like maybe something's wrong.
Before the demand for the coasters in sporting clubs and pubs Australia-wide, Brooke took me back to the beginning of what sparked the conversation starting initiative.
Last year I hit rock bottom with my mental health. I guess the best way to describe how I was feeling was basically like I was treading water but drowning slowly while everyone else around me was breathing. And I was surrounded by family and friends, but I never felt so alone. So I reached the point where I couldn't get out of bed, eat or even shower, and I called in sick to work. And it took weeks and weeks to even overcome the social anxiety of something simple like visiting a supermarket. And I'd battled with my mental health since I was 13, including depression, anxiety and an eating disorder. But I'd overcome that when I was around 20. So I was okay for 4 or so years. And then I relapsed last year. I think it seemed a lot worse the second time around because I'd known what it was like to be in a good place again. So it was pretty overwhelming. When I reached that rock bottom, I went to the doctors and told them that I desperately needed someone to talk to. They told me there was only one psychologist who specialised in eating disorders, and there was an 8-week wait, which when you're at your breaking point, 8 weeks is too long. You know, I don't know how long I'm going to wait till the next appointment, and you sort of just lose that determination because it's just all up in the air. So that made me feel pretty helpless. But I had the idea of the coasters in my head for a while, so that sort of became a little project that I focused on during that dark time, I guess, because I wanted to do something to help others and I wanted to do something that would create conversation that isn't had every day, and it is something that should be had every day.
How has the response been so far?
I had, such an overwhelming response. The inboxes I received and the comments of support was just, it was overwhelming. And like I said, these coasters can even save one life, then they've done their job.
What do you think needs to be done regionally to help people?
I think early education in schools to create that understanding from that younger age. But not only in that, I feel like people need to be educated in all age groups. Also maybe expose people to stories of people with lived experience. You know, we hear about the statistics from the professionals and that sort of thing, but if people with lived experience share their story, I feel like a lot of people find that more relatable and more personal. But just that conversation and awareness, education, I think that's really important. And it's a conversation that needs to be had constantly. It's not once someone takes their own life, it's talked about, but then eventually that conversation ends, and it shouldn't. Everyone should be asking, are you okay, every day. It shouldn't just be on one particular day. And Mental Health Week should be recognised every week and every day of the year, not just for 1 week of the year.
If you're worried about the well-being of a friend, family member or yourself, then please contact Beyond Blue on 1300 22 4636.